This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Don't be throwing off all the nonsense that's going on with the shooters and everything else. Things will always settle back to normal. And the bad news for the Democrats is normal is not very good. Normal, they like the chaos, but they don't like the chaos when it's going to fall back on them. And it's going to fly back. You want to talk about the proverbial crap hitting the fan. It is about to. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I don't say these things to assuage my audience to make you feel comfort in my words. They're just words, mere words. I tell you these things because they are my honest observations about what's happening in the world. And generally speaking, we're right. Even AOC. I predicted a while back, I said, you're going to watch the minimalization of AOC at some point. And I admit it, I was wrong because I thought it was going to come quickly. It's starting to come now. Look at the challengers that she's starting to get. Black Democrats who are very sane in their policy. Veteran Republicans, people that are going to put up a legitimate challenge to her and make her have to really work. I'm going to make a prediction. She's not going to win the next time around. Now, she's going to have a lot of funding. She's going to have a better ground game. But understand what happened to her recently. We talked about it the other day. She lost two key staffers, communications director and her campaign manager. Gone. Chief of staff, not campaign manager. Chief of staff. Gone. A very big signal for what's happening in the Democratic Party. One of their poster children is now on Front Street. Remember when Trump would lose somebody and what was the big deal? Oh, look at all this staff turnover. She loses two people in a day. Not a word. They're happy. The shooter buried it. Epstein, about to turn state's evidence. Many leftists are talking about, oh my gosh, some of our friends are going to get caught up in this mess. This nimdizabit, whatever, the child pedophile ring that got broken up out of Hollywood. All these leftists are trapped in this stuff. Mueller, losing it, suffering from some form of dementia known as the truth shall set you free. That's a dementia too for the Democrats. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. So glad you're here. What can we, you know, I'm thinking about all the breaking news, all the things that are happening. You know what's more interesting to me? The things surrounding it. What you need to be really looking at in order to understand the world around you. The fact that you are winning. You, as a conservative, you're winning. And you want to know something else that's kind of interesting? You probably hadn't thought about it. You're getting used to winning. But don't misunderstand me. Some of you are still fearful. I told a friend of mine, actually two of my black friends, I said, do you know what stands in your way of success? Let me just tell you, point blank, you. One of my buddies, we're trying to put him in a movie, trying to build his career. I say to him, I need headshots in your bio. Ask me how long it took for him to finally get me both of those. You want to know? Go ahead, producers, ask me. Okay, they've asked me. Over a month. And here's what's even more interesting. It wasn't, if I hadn't said anything, I still wouldn't have him. I had to bug him. And then I called him and I said, look, man, I don't know what else I can do for you. I can bring a horse to water, right? But I can't make him water ski. Why are you not getting me back? Kev, I was having this conversation with my mom. She said the same thing. Sometimes you stand in your own way. And he gives me the lecture that his mom got. I said, well, it's good to know me and your mom are thinking on the same thing, but you aren't. So here's what I'm saying to you, conservatives. I can lead you to water, but you have to change your attitude. You have to be the one that says, you know what? I got this. I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not going to be pushed around, backed down, bullied, or anyway. I'm going to voice my opinions on social media, with family and friends at Thanksgiving, at the water cooler. I don't care. I don't care what you think about me. You're going to know. Because you know what you do? Your actions empowers others. That's what your actions do. It empower others to feel that way, to think for themselves. You want to know the best thing you can give to your children or your grandchildren or the people around you is to give them a sense of worth, a sense of self, that they matter, that their opinions matter. Every time you back down and your kid, you're at home talking about, you know, I really like Donald Trump. And then somebody gets out and they go, I can't stand Trump. And you say nothing. You want to know what your kid does? Your kid watches you die a death. A coward's death. You should, I mean, I ain't trying to brag or anything, but watch my son when somebody talks about Trump. My son will say it. He'll be, we love Trump in our family. He'll speak up before I will. I mean, that's how much of a conservative this kid is. And you know why he doesn't? One, because he believes it. And two, he knows Dad has his back. He has zero fear. We were in New York. He asked me, he says, Dad, I'm going to wear the MAGA hat. I go, okay. He wore it. He wore the MAGA hat. And we walked around. They're talking about, oh, people getting beat up. I dare any New Yorker or New Yorkers touch that kid in the MAGA hat. Watch what happens. You'll be, man, it would have been ugly. But he wore the MAGA hat. Had two of them. We were up there for the gold gloves. He and his buddy. You fuel the people around you by your actions. And we have an opportunity now, folks, and we better not squander it, because you are not going to get another Trump. We were waiting on a Reagan, and we got better than Reagan. And you know what you're doing. You're squandering it. You're squandering it. Don't do it. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. I want to dare the Democrats to do something. I want to dare them to live up to whatever it is that they think they, you know, when they talk about the economy, they're talking, we're going to raise taxes on the rich, and we're going to reinstitute Obamacare, and we're going to bring in illegals and open borders. I dare. Do it all. Do it all. In the next segment, I don't have time in this segment, I'm going to make them another dare. I dare you. They've been, who are we going to get Donald Trump? We're going to get him in illegally in any way they can. I'm daring them right now. Do it. Do it. And here's the deal. If you got a Democrat friend out there, somebody that was pro-Hillary, particularly if they're willing to listen, ask them what their thoughts are right now about their stinky party, their skanky party. Skank, skanks. That's what they are. Ask them what their feelings are. Do some poll testing on your own. Don't rely on me, and certainly don't rely on Rasmussen or Harvard poll or, you know, Quinnipiac or whatever. They're all lying to you. Go out and ask people what your thoughts are. Say, look, no dog in the fight. This is completely not, you know, this isn't going anywhere. Who are you for? Trump or whoever the Democrats pick? See what you get back. We got to take a short break. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill.
Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Nancy Pelosi says Donald Trump wants a white America. And we're at it again. Again, race issues, divisiveness. If Donald Trump were bringing in half of sub-Saharan Africa, they'd still claim he's afraid of the browning of America. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. When you guys hear stuff like that, do you even pay attention anymore? I mean, I get bored talking about race issues in America. I know it doesn't seem like it because we talk about it a lot. I talk about it to diffuse it and also mostly to teach because I don't really care. It's funny. I was somewhere the other day and it was nothing but white folks. And it just hit me like, man, I wonder if black folks really feel uncomfortable looking around and seeing a bunch of white folks. I don't. I have to really concentrate and think at times like, wow, I'm the only black dude in here. And I just think of it as ha, 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 ha. Now, there's a part of me that goes, I know there are a faction of white folks out there that go, I wonder if he's like those other black folks. You know, those leftist black people. And the short answer is no. I don't give him any reason to think I am. I mean, I'm not shoplifting or, you know, or wearing my pants down below my butt or talking a bunch of slang. I'm just doing whatever I'm doing, and I don't think about it. I really don't. But occasionally, I will just go, huh, interesting commentary. The same way, in the rare occasions where I've seen just a single white person, I go, wow, look at that white person hanging out with these brothers. Years ago, I was at a club, and it was a mostly black club. And there's this big old fat white boy, you know, chatting up black chicks. And I was like, I went over and I was like, dude, where are you from? I'm from England, man. I went, really? I go, okay, makes sense. Because most white boys wouldn't even have the guts to go to a black bar and be chatting up black women. I'm not talking about he was, like, nervous and, hey, he was over there like he was part, like he was family. As we say, he was fam, baby. It was funny to watch him. It turned out he was a scam artist. Name was Troy. Fake British accent and everything else. But I'm just saying, dude was, he was down there dancing. And he's like, man, I'm really interested in this girl right here. This is when I first met him. I was like, you're interested in it? He's like, yeah, yeah. And I introduced him. I said, hey, young lady, I don't know who you are, but this crazy white boy wants to meet you. Is it cool? She's like, yeah, yeah. Came over. Man, they hit it off. As I said, he was a scam artist. But we're always talking about race. And I find, to me, it's very interesting because there are a lot of black people who don't fit the black culture. I happen to be one that can dance on both sides of that, you know, the fence, because I grew up in black culture. But as I matured and got older, I found myself less involved in it. I don't hang out with my crazy family members that shoot people and do crazy stuff. And it isn't because I don't love them. It's just that I don't fit culturally. I mean, I don't try to, I can understand them, but I don't want to go and interpret Ebonics. You know what I'm saying? It's like, not worth it. But I'm one of the fortunate people. But there are black folks that if you dropped them in the middle of Compton, man, they wouldn't know what to do. Ain't never played no bones, no bid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you don't even know what I'm talking about, don't feel bad. If you're white, you probably haven't had the chance to do that. Yeah, you got me speaking like brother now. Mm-hmm. White people are like, we went from being able to understand Kevin to not being able to understand him. What's happening here? Don't worry about it, white people. It's okay. Anyway, Pelosi says Trump wants a white America. Let me explain something to you folks paying attention to me. If Trump wanted, he would never have to see a black person ever in his life. He has that kind of money. If Donald Trump was a racist, he could go be on an island that prohibited black people. Never wanted to see him. He could say the only black people I want is what Bill Clinton said. Somebody's going to go get me my coffee. Donald Trump does not have to be around black people. He can move around in a world where very few black people exist. And even the ones that do exist, he can exclude them. The same way a Jay-Z can exclude any white people he wants from his crazy little mixed up ethnocentric black racist world. So the idea that Donald Trump doesn't want black people or brown people is crazy. How brown does America have to be in order to satisfy leftists? I'm just curious. What's the level of demography that they need? Well, when white people are less than what percentage? Because let me tell you, white, when you see white on the census, because the last census, 72% of America was white. That's a lie. That counts Asians, Hispanics, and Arabs. So Asians and Hispanics make up a huge part of America now. Hispanics are the largest non-white group. So Hispanics are in the 20-25%. Blacks are 13 point something percent. Whites are probably in the 30s. I'm talking about white, pure Anglo-Saxon, whatever. And to be blunt, most of them ain't even as white as they think. So my question to these clowns is, how brown does America have to be before you stop worrying about the browning of America? Because white folks are not the majority in this country anymore. So how brown do we have to be? And what are we going to prove ourselves when we hit that number? When we hit this magic number, does race stuff go away? Or are we still going to ostracize the white man and talk about how he has his foot on the throat of all the minorities? Because I'm going to tell you something. That time is already gone. If you can't get it here now, you're just a lazy, shiftless, SOB who doesn't want to get it done. That's all it is. Admit it. I know some lefties listen to the program. Send me a note, kjradio.com, or give me a call, 844-551-8255, and admit your sin. I, state your name, am a shiftless, lazy leftist who can't get it done, and I need somebody to blame, so I blame Whitey. I know it'll be mostly white people calling, too. All these people are obsessed with color, obsessed with making you think that you're obsessed with color when you don't even give a crap. You're sitting there right now listening to the radio show of an American who happens to be black. And you know why you're listening? Not because I'm black. Not because we share the same ideology. No, you're listening because you're learning something and you're interested in what I have to say. You're interested in me as an American, not in me as a black man. I know this. Ain't got to tell me. My producer is shaking her head like, yep, I know. I know what my audience is about. But these crazy lefties, man, obsessed. Got to have something to complain about. Color, color, color. Gender, gender, gender. Sex, sex, sex. What do you want me to say? There was a question that came out, is Kamala Harris too black? Is he too black? So, first of all, many people, I don't know if this is true, but they say neither of her parents were naturalized citizens, so Kamala Harris can't even run for president. I don't know when it's going to come up, but she can't run. But when we come back, I want to answer the question, is she too black to be president?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is moving to implement a regulation that would allow the government to indefinitely detain illegal migrant families crossing into the U.S. illegally. Friday on Fox and Friends, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost outlined the way the new rule would be implemented.
These families are going to be held in ICE custody in family residential centers. I've want to be clear that they are not going to be held in Border Patrol stations. So that frees up my agents first and foremost. They also are going to be held until they can have a fair trial and get in front of a judge and make their case. And that is expected to be somewhere between 40 and 60 days.
President Trump took to Twitter and says he's asking American companies to start looking for an alternative to China on the news that China is planning on implementing $75 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. goods. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want you to imagine the fear that you'd be experiencing right now if you were a Democrat. If you were a Democrat with a brain, what fear would you be experiencing? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. See, Democrats are scared little beasts by nature, which is why they're so manipulative and they're conniving, scoundrels, cutthroat. That's what they are. They get mad when I tell them about themselves, but I'm here to give you the truth. If Republicans were that way, which, by the way, they're weak-kneed sissies for the most part, but if they were like the Democrats, and many of them are because we can lump all of them together when we call them leftists. There are leftist Republicans who are the same thing. They are scum. They are pond scum. Let's just be honest about it. I know, look, there are people out there listening to me saying, Kevin, you're just trying to make entertaining radio. No, I'm not. I'm telling you what they are. Give me the worst form of human being, and I'll tell you what they are. These guys are, to call them rats is to disrespect rats. You get what I'm saying? Swamp rats. So that's what they are. And I want you to imagine everything that they know. Let me put it this way. You as a conservative, you say to yourself, I don't want to take advantage of anybody wrongly. In other words, fair. If I do a service for you, I want that service to be good. I want you to feel it's a win-win, yada, yada, yada. Democrats are looking for ways to scam you. It's like black folks. We talk about the hookup. Okay, and I'm not talking about hooking up sexually. I'm talking about the hookup. Like, hey, man, you know, I'm going to come up to the chicken joint. You give me a hookup, meaning give me a couple of extra pieces. Give me a little bit extra. Give me something for nothing. Because the hookup means that somebody else took the hit. But in the Democrats' world, in the leftist world, it's just invisible. Nobody took a hit. The only person that took a hit was the chicken. You know what I'm saying? So what? Somebody had to find it, make it, you know, process it, et cetera, and it costs money, and you're technically robbing for somebody. They don't care. They're the ones that run insurance scams. They do it all. That's what a leftist does. You are looking for a fair deal. You know what I mean? Your car gets hit. You say, look, get me back on the road. You're not like, oh, I think I left my Rolex in there, you know? You're not trying to figure out a way to scam the system. Leftists do. Don't misunderstand me. There are some conservatives who are really conservatives. And they, yeah, man, I'm going to get over it. You know, this insurance company's been taking advantage of me for years, yada, yada, yada. I get that. I'm not trying to exonerate us as human beings. We want to get our pound of flesh. But we do it with some form of equity involved. A leftist doesn't care if it ever works out equally. They don't care. They will go without insurance, get it, scam the insurance company, then go without insurance again. You get what I'm saying? I think you know what I'm saying. So they're scummy. And I want you to understand they know it. They know when they've done a crime. It's like when Bill Clinton finger wagged and told us, why are y'all coming after me for what you know that I did? You know that I had sexual relations with that girl. But he's mad at us, right? He's mad at us for daring to question him as an elitist. He's a corn-fed, you know, country white boy, effectively white trash from Arkansas, that found himself in the elite circles because that's where people put him. So he was better than we as Americans, and how dare we question his having sex with an intern? How dare we? You understand? Cunning, manipulative, conniving, cutthroat. And he got found out. And that's what made him mad. It isn't what he did. He's not even embarrassed. It was you found out. That's what the left hates. So here's what you've done. You found out that they tried a coup against the president. They're mad. You found out that they are pedophiles that run pedophile rings in Hollywood and other places, and they're mad. You found out that they will manipulate to get their kids into the best colleges while relegating yours to community college and so on, and they're mad. You found out that baby black Jesus was really worthless as a pocket on the back of your shirt, and Donald Trump is an effective president, and you knew this, and they've now found this out, and they're mad at you because you keep getting it right. Look, I've already lectured you guys many times on the psychology of being wrong. None of us like it. It's a terrible feeling. I'm not talking about, oh, I should have made a left and made a right or whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something you believe, something you've been taught, and you find out it's wrong. It could be minuscule. It could be something from your childhood, you know, like, hey, don't put eggshells in the disposal because it'll hurt it. And you're like, what? That's what the disposal is for everything. Yeah, but not for eggshells. And then somebody goes, why would it not be for eggshells? And then you go, oh. And it's because your mom or your dad told you, don't put those eggshells in there. For whatever reason. They don't have any reason. My grandfather he was very, very old. Well, by the time he was raising me, he was well into his 50s. And so he's got this new set of kids, and you know, we're questioning everything, and this guy's got nothing but, he's got a sixth grade education, he's old school, he doesn't have an answer for things, it's just what people told him. And here I am, this curious little precocious kid going, but why, huh, explain that, please explain. You know, can you imagine, you've got a sixth grade education, and you've got a kid with the level of intellect that I have and the curiosity, asking you everything. You're just giving me any answer. You don't know. And I think back on the things my grandfather would say, and I go, that makes no sense. No sense. But that's what he was told. And so Democrats, they figured it out. It makes no sense, the stuff that they think about. It makes no sense. And you're going, but why? But why? But why? But why? And they're going, the way my grandfather would do when I finally exasperated, he'd just shut up. He would finally just say, shut up. Because he was out of runway. You know what I mean? He had no more answers. I talked earlier about the Democratic Socialists. Here was their convention rules. No, quote, aggressive scents in the room. Smells, odors, no aggressive scents in the room. Don't be wearing perfume, cologne, body lotion that has a smell to it. We don't want any scents in the room. Yeah. You get this. Here was another rule. No misuse of doors. I don't even know what that means. No interacting with cops. This is the posted rules of the Democratic Socialists at their convention that was held in Atlanta the other day. No talking to the press. Yeah. Just to give you a few things. I'm just telling you, folks, the Democrats are crazy. They're crazy. We are wide open. We represent America. Come talk to us. Let's have a discussion. We can debate this, whatever. And then walk away and go, okay, I agree, I disagree. Leftists can't do it. They don't even want you to wear certain products. What was that? We played that clip. Point of order. Why are you using the wrong pronouns? Point of order. What else are the Democrats mad about? You want to know what they're mad about? They're mad that Donald Trump is going to visit El Paso, Texas. They're mad about this. Look, I don't know where. Did Barack Obama go to San Bernardino? San Bernardino? Did Barack Obama go to Pulse nightclub or Miami to console the LGBT community after a Muslim shot it up? Did he go to any of the schools? Well, you know, I don't know what a president's role is, but I would say for President Trump to say, I'm going to go down and visit the citizens of El Paso to understand more about what happened. Legitimate. But the left are mad. How dare he go down there? Like Trump, first of all, there's no gun debate for me. I don't even get into a gun debate. What do you need all those guns for? Because I want them. You really want to get a leftist off, an anti-gun leftist, just say, because I want them. The same reason why I can collect cars, the same reason why I can collect machetes, the same reason why I can collect stupid leftists the way I'm collecting you right now. I just want it. I don't have to rationalize anything to you to protect myself. It's like asking somebody, why do you train in the martial arts? Why do you care? If you don't want to, don't do it. But I'm going to protect myself in multiple ways. But anyway, they're mad at President Trump as if he's a gun manufacturer, as if he's NRA, as if he did the shooting. None of this matters. And of course, what are we doing? Well, we got to address the guns again, right? We're all a flutter. Oh, let's go look at the gun legislation one more time. Let me tell you, you can look at the gun legislation all you want. It's called the Second Amendment, and it isn't going to change.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You heard it. I laid it out in the two angles. The one thing Democrats made clear in the second round of debates is that there is a clear divide between the radicals and Joe Biden. Here now to break down the words and phrases that mattered is pollster Frank Luntz. Okay, Frank, I want to start with Biden. Now, he's been called the moderate one up there, but there was one radical suggestion. Watch.
I have the only plan that limits the ability of insurance companies to charge unreasonable prices, flat out, number one. Number two, we should put some of these insurance executives who totally oppose my plan in jail for the 9 billion opioids they sell out there.
Frank, what about that?
So, first off, did you hear the audience reaction to it? And I was there in the hall for both debates.
And I want to make it clear to the viewers that this is not a fight for the soul of the Democratic Party. That fight is over. And the hostility of these Democratic candidates, most of them, to corporate America, to CEOs, to those who've been successful, is significant. The language that I heard in the last 48 hours is language I've never heard from any mainstream Democrat. And every time you went anti-corporate, anti-CEO, anti-success, the audience just lit up with applause.
Now, I want to move on to night one and something said by Bernie Sanders and Warren that struck you. Let's watch.
Our biggest problem in Washington is corruption. It is giant corporations that have taken our government and that are holding it by the throat. And we need to have the courage to fight back against that.
If anybody here thinks that corporate America gives one damn about the average American worker, you're mistaken. Stand up and take on the greed and corruption of the ruling class of this country.
Frank, isn't that what Obama said he was going to do? I mean, standing up for the little guy. Yeah. So can they replicate Trump has already done?
This is so much more extreme. Holding the government by the throat, it's graphic, it's visual. And I say to every CEO who's watching right now and every corporate executive, they're after you.
Welcome back, everybody. That was just a taste of the post-debate wrap-up by Frank Luntz. And Luntz, I watched him, I told this story before, I watched Luntz on election night for Obama, and he was like a little kid in a candy store. But I think it's like with most people, most of these left-leaning moderates, they've come to their senses. And I've been explaining that on the program. I've read tweets where, you know, Valerie Jarrett will say something about Obama, and people say, I voted for him twice, and I will never vote for a Democrat again. That's all over the place. But, you know, let me tell you what most people that didn't vote for Trump are saying. A lot of people, not most, but a lot of people that didn't vote for Trump are saying, you know what? I should have voted for him. But when you voted for Obama, I don't know of anybody who said, man, I sure missed my chance to vote for Obama. I could have voted for him. Do you know anybody like that? Please let me know. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I don't know anybody that went, man, I hate I didn't vote for Obama. But I know a lot of people that wish they'd voted for Trump that said, you know what, I should have voted for Trump. Or I'll vote for Trump again. And I know many more people that say, I hate I voted for Obama and I'm not voting for the Democrats ever again. I know a lot of people that have written to me and have said that. Now, they could be lying, but I don't think they are. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I played that clip because what I wanted you to understand is that Frank Luntz is a moderate, a left-leaning moderate, and he gets it. He's saying, I've never seen the left go this far, where they're blaming the people who make this country great, the people who are the reason America is what it is, the people who are willing to put their capital, their time, their energy. I mean, if you've ever built a company, you take it personally when you hear these people talk like this. Because you know what it takes, what you put into it. You know the neglect of your spouse. You know the neglect of your children. You know the neglect of your friends. You know the neglect of the things that you actually do enjoy doing, but because your product or service you feel like is going to make a living for you and provide something that eases the life of others, you're willing to do it. And you gladly do it. It is a sacrifice. It was like, I saw this kid, he won some award, he was a gay kid, and you know, like a design award. And he got the award and he started crying and he says, he's a black kid, and most of these people think, you know, when you get an award like that, I thank my mom. You know, he won like 50 grand or something. And he goes, I want to thank my dad. He says, my dad was a truck driver, and he was gone all the time. He says, he was gone in order to make a living for us. Now, while I miss my father, I understand what he was doing. He was the breadwinner for our family. The more miles he put in, the more money that we made. He financed my education that allowed me to win this award. He's not thanking his mom. His mom's with him every day. Now, I'm not saying this isn't a man versus woman thing. It's not a husband versus wife or father versus mother. It's just or an observation of a guy that he's not taking his mother for granted, but he understands what the role of his dad was. And let me tell you, this is where I get into the feminist movement that just really pisses me off. How many men sacrifice, couldn't go to the kids' game, couldn't go to graduate, couldn't go to whatever because they had to go make a living? Now, there are people that go, well, Kevin, you can't miss those proud moments of your kids. That's just what your job, your role as a father. That's easy to say if you're making it, you know, if you've got it down pat. But when you're living paycheck, and when your livelihood of your family depends on your paycheck, and you can make double time by working that Sunday or whatever else. So you miss church, you miss those events or whatever, you miss the barbecues, you miss the special moments of your children. That is what men have been doing since the dawn of time. Now, women go, we're out here, you know, taking care of our kids and all this stuff in these misogynistic patriarchal societies. Patriarchal, my butt. Let me tell you something. My first three sons, older than my youngest, are, you know, as much as I did spend time with them, it wasn't as much as if I could go back in retrospect, I'd spend more. But I took them to karate tournaments. I took them, you know, to baseball. I took them to track meets. I took them to the things that they needed to do. But not to the degree that I did my fourth son, because by the time he came along, I was in a different financial situation, a different phase of life. And so he got to, you know, he's right there with everything. And I'm happy for that. I'm happy that, you know, I can make sure he's trained in all these different things, and it's a different experience, right? But so I could see my older boys going, you know, what, oh, Dad, you know, you weren't even around all for all that stuff for us, you know? But I could also see them saying, we get it. We get it. Anyway, I want to go back to these crazy leftists who, as Frank Luntz was alluding to, they've become extreme. So right now we've had, you know, a few shootings. Now we've had the same number of people killed in any given time. It just turns out that 22 of them or whatever got killed in El Paso, and 14 got killed in Dayton. And so suddenly now guns is back as an issue. So what happens? Joe Biden says we need a national gun buyback program. McConnell says we need to come up with something bipartisan for guns. And it's like, no, we have our gun legislation. What we need to be looking at is the root cause. And I talked about this earlier in the broadcast. I don't want to rehash it. But what, instead of doing these knee-jerk things, which is what we're supposed to, we're fighting a PR battle, I guess is where I'm going with this. Because now Biden wants to step in. Well, you know, as a president, we do a national gun buyback. Let me tell you something. There is not going to be a national gun buyback program. I'll just tell you right now. And number two, there's not going to be a bipartisan gun legislation because the left are too far gone with respect to guns. You're not getting our guns. You're not getting our guns. The NRA loves these conversations because that's when membership comes up and everybody's, you know, talking about the guns. But you're not getting our guns. You're not going to get open borders. I'm just going to save the leftists some time here. You're not getting open borders. You're not going to get tax hikes anymore. You're not going to put your hands on the throat of capitalists, the people who make this country work. Whatever crazy ideas you have are gone. We are finally at a point where we should be coming together as a nation and talking about solving real problems. And the real problems have nothing to do with guns. They have nothing to do with giving the government more of your tax money so they can throw it away. Look, I've been we run a Seeking Educational Excellence. I've been looking at the NEA, the teachers, big teachers union. And I went back to a 2009 speech where the outgoing council form literally said, we don't care about the students, we care about our money and our power. That's all these people care about. That's all the left will ever care about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.